This is a waiver revocation hearing for Moses B. Jackson, ADC numbers 254-439. Mr. Jackson has one allegation listed on his warrant. That allegation reads as follows, that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by his failure to report to his assigned parole officer within one working day after his release on or about, and that's it. Defender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Let me just make one correction. Mr. Westby, it does say that after his release on or about, but it has no date on there.
Oh, it looks like, and this one here, it looks like they need to have an amendment on that, the date being January 2nd, 2018.
Okay, I just want to just make a note that in there, that there is an amendment that we made to it per Mr. Westby, that we needed to add in the date of January, on or about January 2nd, 2018. So I'll make that amendment in there and make sure we make that on the warrant. Therefore, the defender's whereabouts, and I'm just going to read this whole thing over again so it'll be just a little bit clearer, okay?
Yeah.
This is a waiver revocation hearing, and I'm going over it again. And for Moses B. Jackson, ADC numbers 254-439. Mr. Jackson has one allegation listed on his warrant. That allegation reads as follows, that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision. Number 12A is demonstrated by his failure to report to his assigned parole officer within one working day after his release on or about January 2nd, 2018. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. I've read you the information contained in warrant number 2018-W0038. And based on the information contained in that warrant, I move to find that Mr. Jackson violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent and had or was probably about to lapse into criminal ways of conduct. I further move to revoke his community supervision on those bases.
Second.
Agreed.